Come to CFM with Steph, Nelly and Tim McGraw, and over again on the phone today, we welcome back to Compass FM Victoria Thompson. She's Nurse Support and Wellbeing Coordinator for Bowel Cancer New Zealand. G'day Victoria, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Steph. We have sunshine, but I don't want to say it too loudly because it tends to disappear when you do that.
Yeah, well, we've got a bit of sunshine, but cool, fresh, crisp weather, a great day to sort of get out and about.
Oh, nice, yes. I think it would be up here as well. It's lovely to see it, actually, just for a change.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's a little bit tricky like that up in Auckland, isn't it? Hey, Victoria, I thought today we'd talk about, say recently someone's been diagnosed with a cancer, bowel cancer or another cancer. What is the support for the support person who's supporting the person going through this journey? Because it's not just one person, it's a whole whānau and it's a whole community, I guess, you know, behind that one person.
That's absolutely right, Steph. And it's one thing that kind of gets a little bit overlooked sometimes when people are diagnosed with bowel cancer, or as you say, with any cancer. Without the support person, people tend to fall over in a heap much quicker. So it's so important that whoever is the main carer and doing that main support actually maintains their own kind of well-being and making sure that they're looking after themselves. And that can look different for everybody, and it depends, you know, what it is that you enjoy doing, and, you know, kind of where you are and what stage of life you're at as well.
Yeah, so true. So do you have any tips for the support person who is the carer, as you're saying, going through this journey?
I think one of the things is to remember that you are still a person in and of yourself. And it's very easy to often, for both men and women, to fall into the carer's role and you know, try and almost become, I don't know, the nurse or the doctor or something. Sometimes what your loved one actually needs is for you to be the husband or wife or daughter or son, or, you know, go back to the role that you actually play within the relationship. It's really important that you maintain that. And, you know, kind of get out and do something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Something that fills your own tank back up again. And, you know, that, like I said at the start, that can be anything. For me, it would be maybe going to the beach or going and doing a workout at the gym. For other people, it will be sitting in the sun reading a book or whatever that looks like.
Taking the dog for a walk, taking maybe the kids out.
Yeah, exactly. Going to the movies, you know, that kind of thing. Just allowing yourself some time to breathe. And, you know, you don't... I think the other thing to remember is, as a carer, you don't have to be strong 100% of the time. It's okay to not be strong sometimes. Sometimes it's okay to yell and scream and rant and rave and just kind of let it out, rather than keeping it all in. You don't have to be strong every moment of every day.
Yeah. And what would be some good tips if you're finding that it is really challenging with people going through this journey with cancer and bowel cancer? What would you say if someone goes, you know what, I'm finding it really hard as a support person? Who could they reach out to? Someone like yourself, Victoria? Or who would be the best option?
Absolutely. I mean, if someone's going through a bowel cancer diagnosis, I'm at the end of a phone, or an email, or a chat, or however you want to get hold of me. And most other agencies will have someone that you can talk to. A lot of us also offer counselling. It's amazing how talking to someone who's not family can help. They can give you strategies. They can just give you a safe space to, you know, say what you need to say. And, you know, we offer counselling for both patients and for caregivers because we realise just how important that can be.
Which is fantastic. And of course, you know, kids are quite often in this element as well too, having the support for the kids. Hey, what would be, like if I said, would it be a good option to, if someone offers help as you're the caregiver or the supporter, should you take it or go, no, it's all, we're okay, you know, we're all good, thanks. which is so often
a hard one.
So often us Kiwis do, eh? No, we're all good, thanks.
I think sometimes taking the option away, sometimes saying what can I do to help is a bit overwhelming for people when they're in the midst of, you know, huge big upfalls like this. Sometimes just saying, I'm bringing dinner over for you guys tonight.
Yeah.
I'm picking the kids up from school this afternoon. I'm going to take you out to, you know, so almost taking, not kind of superimposing your wishes on somebody else. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But sometimes just, you know, kind of, I can do this for you and doing it rather than, because a lot of the time when, you know, you're in the midst of it, your brain can't think of everything that you need done. And so you just go, no, it's okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, when people say, I can help them do this, just go, yeah, cool, awesome, thank you very much.
I guess a list would be another really good option, Victoria, like for a help list, so to speak, like, you know, someone could do my lawns or take the towels and do my laundry for me or something like that.
Absolutely. We used to find this so incredibly helpful. Write a list out when you've got a moment of all the chores that you do,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just say to people, pick something.
Yeah.
There you go. And then it gives, you know, you don't have to think about it, and someone else gets the absolute blessing and opportunity to help you, because if the shoe was on the other foot, you would do it for them.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you guys do an amazing job at Bowel Cancer New Zealand. A great website as well, bowelcancer.org.nz. There's lots of support groups and coffee groups that you offer and around, as well as nurse support too, Victoria.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We've actually got a coffee group on this Thursday. It's a virtual one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to be there for patients in whānau as much as humanly possible, just to help them get through this particular journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so as we finish up, Victoria, what are some symptoms that we need to look out for in relation to bowel cancer?
Okay, well, one of the biggest ones, of course, is any changes to your normal. So knowing what your normal bowel habits are is a really good place to start, because then you know what's not normal. Keeping an eye on things like, you know, regularity, colour, smell, size, all of that kind of thing, and that, you know, that fully emptying of your bowel. Any bleeding or blood, we don't want bleeding and blood in our bowel at all, so, you know, go and get that checked out. If you're getting really bad pains in your abdomen and your tummy areas that you just can't explain, get that all looked into as well. And, you know, make sure that, you know, you feel heard by your doctor, and get those things looked into.
Become a squeaky wheel, eh?
A very squeaky wheel sometimes, yes.
Well, that's the one. Hey, thank you so much. That's Victoria Thompson from Bowel Cancer New Zealand. Always a pleasure to talk to you on the phone. We look forward to catching up with you next month. You're the Nurse Support and Wellbeing Coordinator. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too. Thanks, Steph. Compass FM.